Hello.
Hello, this is Will from Metro Research. I'm not selling anything. I'm conducting an opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about important issues facing the children of Boston and the schools in your area. Do you have a few minutes?
Yeah, that's fine.
Thank you very much. First question, how many children do you have living with you and attending kindergarten through 12th grade in the current school year?
Three.
Three? Okay, thank you. Next question. Which of the following best describes the schools your children attend this current school year? Is it one of those district public schools in Boston? Is it a charter school, a public school, but outside of Boston, a private school, or a home school?
One goes to a charter school and another one goes to a public school in Boston. So
okay,
I don't know
how
that.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Okay, no problem. If you don't mind me asking, how old are you, ma'am?
Me? Oh,
yeah,
women
you.
Don't tell their age. No, I'm 30. I'm 34.
Oh, 34. You're still young. Okay, thank you. How do you describe your gender? With all due respect, do you consider yourself woman, non-binary, man?
Out of respect, what am I? It's what
I hear.
Exactly. I'm not gonna.
Thank
I don't
you.
Wanna answer
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You already know
of
what
course.
I am, so that's what I am.
Of course. Thank you, ma'am. Next question. How would you describe your race? Do you identify as white Caucasian, African American Black, Hispanic Latino, Asian Pacific Islander, Native American, Alaskan Native, Middle Eastern, Arab American?
Hispanic.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. Thinking specifically of your children who are enrolled in Boston Public Schools, what grade are your children in the current school year? Kindergarten, first, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth? 10th, 11th, 12th?
One is in 7th.
Okay.
The second is in, one is in 7th. The other one is in 9th. And the other one is 11th.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. As a reminder, the Boston Public School System, also referred as the BPS system, is the district administrator overseeing a system of 125 schools serving the city of Boston. Overall, how satisfied or dissatisfied are you personally with the Boston Public School System? Are you very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
Somewhat. They could do better.
Okay.
No, somewhat satisfied. Yes.
Oh, okay, thank you. Now, students are often graded on the quality of their work using the letters A, B, C, D, and F. Suppose your 7th grade child's school was graded in the same way. Overall, how would you grade your 7th grade child's school? Would you give them an A, B, C, D, or F?
For which one? Because I have 3, so.
For the public school.
For public school in general? That,
yeah.
Like the ones that they're in? I want to say a C.
A C?
D minus.
Thank you.
Yeah, I want to say D minus C. No, actually,
okay.
I don't want to say D. A C. A C. I'm sorry.
A C. Okay. No
yeah.
problem. Thank you so much for clarifying that. Now, how about Boston Public Schools as a whole, overall? How will you grade Boston Public School? You give them an A, B, C, D, or F?
I went through a lot with Boston Public Schools, so I want to say a D.
Okay, thank you. You said B or D?
D, D as in David.
Okay, David, thank you so much.
Uh-huh.
Now, thinking about the Boston mayor, Michelle Wu, how would you grade the job she's doing with the Boston Public Schools? Will you give her an A, B, C, D, or F?
If I feel that in general, Boston Public School is a D, then she's a D because she could do better.
Okay, thank you. As you may know, the Boston Public School System says it is committed to transforming the lives of children through exemplary teachings in the world-class system of innovate welcoming schools. In your view, how well is the Boston Public School System living up to this commitment? Are they doing very well, somewhat well, not too well, or not at all well?
Somewhat.
Somewhat? Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
As you may know, the Boston Public School System says the they are a partner with the community, families, and students. In your view, how well will you say Boston Public Schools is partnering with you? Are they doing very well with you, somewhat well, not too well, or not at all well?
Somewhat.
Somewhat? Okay, thank you. If you had to say whose interest do you think the Boston Public School System is most focused on serving, pick up your top two: parents, teachers, students, the superintendent, BPS system leaders, politicians, the local community?
Politicians.
Politicians? Anyone else? Parents, teachers, students, the superintendent, BPS system leaders, the local community?
Mm-hmm. Local community. I don't know. I just feel like it's all politicians, all money.
Okay, I understand. You mentioned you had a child in seventh grade. For this next section, we're going to ask you specifically about your seventh grade child. How engaged do you want to be with your seventh grade child's education? Do you want to be very engaged, somewhat engaged, not too engaged, or not at all engaged?
Well, I am engaged, so.
That will be very or somewhat?
I don't know, I'm engaged. So I want to say very.
Okay, thank you. Next, how engaged do you feel the Boston Public School System enables you to be with your seventh grade child's education? Very engaged, somewhat engaged, not too engaged, or not at all engaged?
Somewhat.
Somewhat, thank you so much.
Yeah.
As a parent of a student in the Boston Public School System, to what extent do you agree or disagree with each of the following? My feedback is valued by leaders of the Boston Public School System. Do you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with that statement?
Could you repeat that statement again?
Yeah, my feedback is valued by leaders of the Boston Public School System. Do you believe that statement strongly, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with it?
Somewhat.
Agree?
Yeah, somewhat.
Okay, thank you. Next, the Boston Public School System makes it easy for me to share my concerns. Do you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with that?
Somewhat disagree.
Okay. Next, the communications I receive from the Boston Public School System are easy to understand. Do you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
I agree.
Okay, somewhat or strongly?
Strongly. No, somewhat.
Strongly. Somewhat? Okay, thank you. Now, the Boston Public School System makes me feel welcome. Do you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
I strongly agree.
Oh, strongly agree? Okay, thank you so much. Just so you know, we're almost done. How concerned are you about your seventh grade child's emotional well-being while they are at school? Are you very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned?
I'm concerned.
Very?
Somewhat concerned.
Okay, somewhat concerned. Thank you. How concerned are you about your seventh grade child's physical safety while they are at school? Are you very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned?
Not too concerned.
Okay, thank you. How many days has your seventh grade child been absent from school so far this school year? 0, 1 to 4, 5 to 8, 9 or more?
From now to school year?
Yeah, this whole school year. How many times has he been absent?
I'm going to say like 5.
Five? Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
What are the reasons your seventh grade child has been absent from school so far this year? Have they been absent for
sick.
COVID-19? COVID-19, yes or no?
Being sick.
Sick, yeah, but with COVID or some other illness?
Some other illness.
Okay. What or was it because he didn't want to go to school?
I just told you why.
No, I know, but I have a list. Just let me know yes or no for each one of them.
No.
No? Okay. Family obligations, yes or no?
Say it again.
Family obligations.
Family obligations?
Yeah.
What that mean?
Like activities you guys had as a family.
If that's the reason why he missed school?
Yeah. Is that one of the reasons? Yes or no?
This is like I feel stupid because... Yeah.
I apologize, ma'am. It's just a list.
Yeah.
You just... I know.
I get it. It's just now I'm just trying to get aggravated because it's like stupid questions now that, you know, he missed school because he was sick and then now it's like asking stupid questions. Like, I don't know. That should have been my last question then.
Okay, thank you so much. Next question. Does your seventh grade child school offer fresh food prepared on-site at the school or package food brought from somewhere else?
No, no, it's not fresh. I know that. The food from school ain't fresh.
Okay, thank you. As you may know, BPS recently conducted a report on the physical condition of each school, and the average school was 38 out of 100. Which of the following do you think need improvement at your seventh grade child school? Overall cleanness, air quality, outdoor space, safety, classrooms, or something else?
Repeat that question again.
BPS recently conducted a report on the physical condition of each school, and the average school was 38 out of 100. Which of the following do you think need improvement at your seventh grade child school? Overall cleanliness, air quality, outdoor space, safety, classrooms, or something else?
Probably the air.
Air quality?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, the air quality.
Does your seventh grade child have individualized education plan, sometimes called IEP? Yes or no?
Yes.
Yes, okay, thank you. Does your seventh grade child receive services for English language learners, sometimes called ELL? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. The last few questions are only for statistical purposes only. What languages are spoken regularly at home? English, Spanish?
Haitian, both.
Creole? Both? Okay, thank you.
English, Spanish, both.
Thank you. What is the last year of school that you have completed? 11th grade, high school, some college graduate, bachelor's degree, postgraduate, master's, MBA, law degree, PhD, MD? Some college. Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Last year, what was your totally family income from all sources before taxes? Just stop me when I get to the right category. Below 25,000, 25 to 35,000, 35 to 50, 50 to 75.
35 to 50.
Thank you. That'll conclude our survey. Thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate your patience.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Have a good one.
Bye. You too. Bye.
Bye.